上周有人在报告敬礼的时候
，So last week someone when they're announcing a baptism，
然后他就说我们有五位年轻人要受洗。
So that person said we have 5 young people that are going to be baptized。
然后我听了，我心里面就很高兴。
So I heard that and I'm really happy。
因为这五个人里面呢，四个人是青少年。
So within this 5。Four of them are teenagers.
可是有一个是做妈妈的。
But one is a mother.
可是谁说做妈妈的就不年轻呢？
Yeah, but who says mothers can be young, right?
所以我们做神的儿女，我们都是年轻人啊。
So, you know, brethren, everyone belonging to God are young.
我们都可以有活力，充满青春。
We could all be a spirit and full of youth.
刚刚培刚讲到说Warren 弟兄今天我们看到他跟我们一起聚会感谢神。
So as Pagan brother mentioned, brother Warren's here.
几周前因为身体不舒服，所以呢我们替他祷告，他没能来跟我们聚会，但他一心就是要回到教会来跟弟兄姐妹在一起，所以感谢神。
A few weeks ago, he was not feeling well and we all prayed for him, but we know that he wholeheartedly wants to come here and worship with us.
神的话是对我们来讲是很重要的。
So God's words to us are very important.
因为我们爱我们的神。
That's because we love our God.
也因为我们认识我们的神。
And that's also because we know our God.
所以我们知道神的伟大。
So we know how great He is.
我们知道神的权柄。
We know His authority.
我们知道神的能力。
And we know His capability.
我们知道神的作为。
And we know what He has done.
那因为神是有完全的智慧。
And because God is all-knowing and have abundant knowledge.
然后因为神是爱。
And also because God is love.
所以我们愿意去认识神的话。
And that also prompts us to go and go to get to know Him.
我们愿意去遵守神的话。
And we want to follow His word.
那我们愿意去经历神的话。
And we very much want to experience God's word.
但很多时候我们发现，虽然我们对神的话，我们对圣经有这样的一种敬重。
But a lot of times we realize that even though we have all this respect for God's words,
在我们自己的生命和生活当中
，like in our lives, our daily conduct,
我们发现。
And what we realize,
虽然我们尊敬神,
although we respect God,
虽然我们也能够说我们爱神,
and although we all can say that we love God,
可是很多时候我们发现对神的话我们不是完全的明白。
But you know, more than often we understand, we realize that we don't really fully grasp what God's
word. 或者是我们发现我们好像没有办法完全的遵守神的话。
Or oftentimes also we find that we are incapable of completely following God.
那当我们有这样的情形的时候，我们一般怎么解决啊？
So when this type of situation comes up, how do we deal with it?
我们就开始给我们自己一些理由。
We start giving ourselves excuses.
对不对？我们就给自己理由说为什么我不能做到神的话。
We start to justify on why we could not achieve some sort of obedience.
可是当我们有这样的了解的时候，自己也就觉得啊，自己就觉得在神的面前很对不起神。
And it's at the same time we also understand that we are ashamed of ourselves for failing.
那就造成了我们这些爱神属神的人在生命上面的这种好像衰退和虚弱。
And it is this phenomena that creates the decay of believers in the spiritual life.
可是这不是我们盼望的。
But by no means this is what we hope for.
这也不是神对我们的期盼。
And this is definitely not what God has planned.
因为神要我们来认识他的话。
God wants us to come and know His words.
神的话是带给我们方向的。
God's words provide us with direction.
神的话是赐给我们力量的。
And also empowering us.
只要我们能够学习顺服他的话。
As long as we know how to follow and obey his words,
我们就发现我们可以经历到他的祝福。
And then we found out that we can experience his blessings abundantly.
那今天我们在讲到哥林多前书，我们现在进入到十四章的时候，
So today when we're talking about when we're getting into 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
我盼望我们能够 学习调整我们对神话语的心态，一个提醒。
I really hope that we can all adjust our mental state when dealing with God's words.
哥林多前书十四章讲到的是神对他儿女的心意。
First Corinthians chapter 14 is God vividly talking about His plans for His children.
哥林多前书十四章里面所讲到的是神盼望啊，要求他在他的教会里面所能够呈现出来的一种生命。
First Corinthians chapter 14 is also what God hopes and wants His church, what they present as a church.
哥林多前书十四章，很多时候，当我们比较熟这段经文的弟兄姐妹，会想到说：“哦，这里是讲到说方言的事情。”
So for those of us that are pretty familiar with this chapter, we know that you know this chapter talks about prophecy and tongues.
那有些人在教会久了，或曾经参加过别的教会，或有认识其他的基督徒，就会说：“哦，我知道基督徒有说方言这件事。”
So you know, for those like so-called veteran Christians, or you know, those of us have attend other church, we know that you know there are this thing called tongues, speaking in tongues.
有别的教会说方言，或别的基督徒说会说方言。可是为什么对于说方言这件事情，却有层次不齐，然后好像互相互相对抗的这种论点和说法
？So you know, we do know that speaking in tongues, but How do we explain the fact that we see there is contradicting ideas about tongue speaking, or conflicting ideas about the capability of speaking tongue?
但是弟兄姐妹，虽然这里面提到说方言
，although this chapter talks about speaking tongue,
甚至它里面提到说预言
，and even further it talks about speaking prophecies.
但是弟兄姐妹，在讲方言和说预言的背后，今天我们盼望在神的话语当中看到的是神，他对于属神的儿女和他教会的心意是什么。
So I'm hoping that as we go through this chapter, we see behind the speaking in tongues or telling prophecies, what God puts behind, what His hope behind these capability or these gifts.
今天讲到的主题就是经文十四章第一节。
So today, actually today's our topic is chapter 14, verse 1.
我们一起来看哥林多前书第十四章第一节。
Let's read it together.
你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐。其中更羡慕的是做先知讲道。
Pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy.
做先知讲到这句话的原文就是要说预言。
So that you may prophesy, that's in the original language, just said you are able to tell prophecies.
弟兄姐妹，这个哥林多前书十四章一开始，他所给我们的是神的命令。
So chapter 14, verse 1, what is this? This is God's command to us.
他说你们要有动作。
He says you guys gotta act.
第一，要去追求爱。
First, you guys pursue love.
那在追求爱的当中，要切慕圣灵的恩赐。
And while pursuing love, you are to desire deeply for Holy Spirit's spiritual gift.
弟兄姐妹，这里面所描述的这个对圣灵恩赐的切慕。
So right here, how it describes the desire for spiritual gifts?
不但是一个对信徒的要求，同样是对信徒的一个描述。
Not only it tells the requirement of being a believer, but also it gives a picture of what a believer should be like.
弟兄姐妹，我们爱神属神的人，我们对神的恩赐，我们很自然的是去渴慕的。
So, you know, brothers and sisters, for those of us that belongs to God, the pursuit of The desire for spiritual gifts comes naturally.
我们记得在哥林多前书十二章里面的时候，我们讲到属灵的恩赐是神照着他的心意赐给每一个人的。
So remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about spiritual gifts, and spiritual gifts given by God according to His will.
对，圣灵将恩赐赐给我们每一个属他的人，为的是要能够让属神的人、属主的教会得到建造。
And why does he give spiritual gifts according to his will? Because he wants to build up the church and build up his people with that.
神的恩赐是为了要让我们能够得益处。
The purpose of spiritual gifts is to benefit us.
所以我们很自然的我们会去要渴慕这些恩赐。
So naturally we long for these gifts.
但弟兄姐妹，当我们在看神的话的时候，因为我们对神话语的敬重，我们要去了解他所说的什么，我们才能够去做。
So, brothers and sisters, when we read God's words, and because of our respect for it, it is very important for us to really understand what it means, so that we can do it accordingly.
弟兄姐妹，在一个基督徒的生活当中
，So, brothers and sisters, in the life of a Christian,
我们要追求的是爱。
We ought to pursue love.
在教会里面我们追求的是爱。
And indeed in church we pursue love.
你知道吗？圣经里面不是说你要去追求恩赐。
You know guys, in the Bible it's not telling us go pursue spiritual gifts.
我们要是去切慕等候神赐予我们的恩赐。
What it's kind of telling us is we are to long for and wait for God to give us the spiritual gifts.
你知道一个教会如果只追求爱而不切慕恩赐，
You know, for a church that only pursues love but does not long for spiritual gifts,
那就像一个人爱自己。
That's like a person loving him or herself.
那因为你爱自己呢，所以你就要给自己好吃的东西。
And that's because you're narcissistic, you want to give yourself good, delicious food.
I guess you don't have to be narcissistic.
Yeah, but
yeah, all right. But you want to take care of yourself. 那你因为爱自己，你就找好吃的东西吃。
So you love yourself, you go and find delicious food.
但是呢，你不去操练自己的身体。
But you do not exercise your body.
那你爱嘛，你有爱，所以你就吃，可是你不去运动。
So yeah, so you love, so you eat, but you don't work, exercise.
你长肉。
You talking about me, bro?
你，我不是说你长肉。
So you get some meat on you.
你长肉，可是长的不是肌肉。
And that kind of meat is not solid meat, guys.
Yeah.软的肉
kind of soft.
所以呢，人虽然变大了
so yeah, you got big.
可是是虚胖
but you're like big, like fat big.
因为这肉没用
yeah, like useless meat.
看起来很高兴啊，很舒服啊
No.
No? You're not happy and jolly?
So, I don't know who those of you that actually enjoy looking yourself being big, but he's saying, yeah, you enjoy seeing yourself big.
那这个有的爱，在教会里有爱，可是没有属灵恩赐的操练和展现的一个教会，就是一个虚胖的教会。
So those who has love, but no exercising, not longing for spiritual gift, is a church that's fat.
会长。
Yeah, it's growing.
爱可以让人长。
Yeah, love grows.
爱可以让教会长。
Love grows church.
可是这个肉长出来啊，就不结实。
But you know what you're gaining is not pure muscle.
可能很舒服，可是软趴趴的。
You might feel good, but you're soft.
那一个教会如果不是在追求爱，变成追求属灵的恩赐。
On the contrary, a church that not pursuing love, but all they go for is spiritual gifts.
你知道神的话非常的仔细的。
And you know, guys, God's words are so detailed.
而且是非常的这个明了，就是一针见血的把事情讲清楚。
And God's word is so to the point.
我们要追求的是爱。
We are pursuing love.
那切慕的是恩赐,
and we long for spiritual
gifts. 但今天有些人就误会了, 把切慕恩赐就是等候神, 我要神赐给我恩赐的这样一个动作, 变成我要去追求, 我要去要求得恩赐。
So, but a lot of people misunderstand this concept. They take longing for spiritual gifts and they turn it around into a relentless pursuit for spiritual gifts.
那当一个教会或一个基督徒变成在追求恩赐的时候呢?
And when a church or a Christian turns into somebody that pursues a particular spiritual gift,
我们就很容易把神所赐给我们要我们使用的恩赐，我们会去误用它。
We oftentimes misuse the actual spiritual gift that God has already given us.
我们把这些从天上来, 这个超自然属神能力的这种才干才能, 我们开始为自己而去展现它。
We take the supernatural gifts that's from above, we start misusing it for our own personal gifts.
然后我们人就很容易去彼此做比较。
And thus we compare.
圣经里面有很多彼此。
I mean, there's a lot of compare with one another in the church.
但是没有一次他说你要彼此比较。
There's a lot of for one another in the word of God, but there's not once one another means to compare with one another.
一个追求恩赐的人, 一个追求恩赐的教会。
For a Christian or a church that only pursues spiritual gifts,
就容易沦落到把神美好的恩典变成一个自我的骄傲。
And very likely and very easily that turns what's God-given grace into a personal pride.
因为我去追求它，我去累积它，我去，我要去收纳它，然后我就变成自己就越来越骄傲。
Because of the accumulation of self-effort, and then you gain, and then it becomes a self-pride.
因为你看到态度的不同。
Do you see how different this attitude is?
造成 我们对神话语的误解，并且误用，然后没有走到神的心意里面。
So this wrong attitude causes us to misunderstand God's words and lead us into a bad place.
所以一个正常健康的人，
So for a normal healthy person,
你要爱自己。
You ought to love yourself.
你要照顾好自己。
So you need to take care of yourself.
你要能够吃你喜欢吃的东西, 你要吃营养的东西。
You eat what you want to eat that pleases you, but at the same time you need to eat what's healthy for you.
但同时你要好好, 你吃了以后给你能量, 你要好好的去锻炼, 使用你的身体, 使用你的才干。
And through this health intake and nutrition, you ought to train yourself so that your body becomes strong.
是不是? 你要锻炼的是肌肉, 那你肌肉就出来了。
So if you train for muscles, then it will gain muscle.
你要让你的双腿, 双手有力, 你吃了以后, 你要去用它。
For you to have strong hands and strong legs, after you partake those nutrition, you need to go use your arms and legs.
你吃得好, 睡得好, 你才有精力, 怎么样去使用你的思想, 使用你的才干, 去过生活。
Balance of nutrition and sleep will enable you to live a productive life.
同样在一个教会当中, 弟兄姐妹, 当我们追求爱的展现,
So similarly at church, when we pursue the showing of love.
我们在弟兄姐妹们生命彼此的连接上面。
So on the topic of connecting spiritually with one another,
我们就要渴慕有圣灵的恩赐来彼此的服侍。
So we ought to long and crave for the Holy Spirit to lead us in the one another serving.
在任何的教会的事工当中,
In any church's ministry,
我不但因着爱神, 因着爱我的, 弟兄姐妹们, 我愿意参与服事。
Not only because I love God and I love my brothers and sisters so that I join the ministry,
我要等候, 我要向神祷告, 有圣灵的恩赐, 在我的服事当中, 能够真正的 建立我所爱的弟兄姐妹。
At the same time, very important that I pray and I wait for God and I ask for God's given spiritual gifts so that I may bear fruit in my ministry.
所以弟兄姐妹, 这是神的命令。
Guys, this is God's command.
可是这个命令是一个美好的命令。
But this is a good command.
这不是一个带给我们压迫的命令。
This is not a command that brings us pressure.
这是带给我们在我们的生命当中丰富而且能够经历神恩典的命令。
This command is to bring us abundance of experience, of God's experience in our lives.
追求爱。
Pursue love,
然后我们要从神那边得到属灵的恩赐
and ask and wait for God, receive from God the spiritual gift.
因为我们不但在自己的生命当中，更是在主的教会当中，我们要看到一个健康、茁壮、活泼的成长。
Because not only in our personal life, but we also want to see in church this healthy, alive growth.
那在所有的属灵恩赐当中
So among all of the spiritual gifts
啊，保罗在圣灵的感动之下他说在所有的恩赐里面你如果要羡慕他你最要羡慕的是要说预言
So Paul says among all of the spiritual gifts the one that you should really long for is the prophecy
那中文说做先知讲道
So in Chinese, direct translation is to be a prof, be a prophet and speak prophecy.
那我们看了这个做先知讲道或说说预言啊，常我们就说那这是牧师长老的事。
But oftentimes when we look at this, we're like, well, this is on the category of being a pastor.
可是当我们来看圣经弟兄姐妹，我们很客观的来看神的话的时候，这句话神是对谁说的？
But if we look at this, 客观来看,
objectively
speaking, if you look at this, to whom is this speaking?
他是不是说你们做长老的要追求爱?
Did you guys read here, like those of you that are pastors or elders
should
be prophets? 你们
做使徒的要讲道,
or those of you that are saints should be the prophets?
No, 他说你们。
No, right here it says you.
你属神的人。
Prophecy.
属神的人
those of you that belong to God,
主的教会
God's church,
你们要爱
you guys need to love,
追求爱
you guys
to, 让你们要切慕恩赐
you guys need to pursue love,
在所有的对
and long for spiritual gifts,
在所有的恩赐当中你们要羡慕你们最想要的是那个能够说预言
so, and then when longing for spiritual gifts, the one that you should really long for is prophecy.
那我们就说主啊我明白你的心意
So we're like Yeah God we get it
可是我不会说预言
But I don't speak prophecy
那我们就那这个问题不在于 那不了解的时候我们就做不到是不是
So if we don't know it we can't do it
那我们就开始给理由啊
So we start coming up with excuses
啊，我灵命不够深
So I'm not there spiritual life
我不是牧师
I am not a pastor
我不是长老
Nor an elder
我不是宣教士
I am not a missionary
我更当然更不用说我不是先知
So needless to say I am no prophet
我不是使徒
I am not a saint
我哪有资格说预言
So I don't have the 资格I'm not qualified to do it.
Right. 神并没有说这些你对自己的你的这个观念的要求，是不是？
But God didn't say anything about these requirements.
那所以当我们要去了解神的这个话语和他的吩咐的时候，我们就要去问：那神啊，你要我说预言，你要我怎么说预言呢？
So then when we look at this command from God, we're like, well, God.How then are we to prophecy?
那我们如果要了解神说你们当说预言的这句话的时候，它是什么意思？那我们要回到神的话去看。
So when we're trying to understand what it means when God says, especially you may prophecy, well, if we want to find out what it means, we ought to go to God's word.
不是用你的观念、我的观念、其他人所给的这个意见观念。
We're not interpreting through our own interpretation or.Other opinions.
很感谢神的就是弟兄姐妹，我们就在十四章里面，我们就看到他说预言是什么。
But praise the Lord, in chapter 14, he talks about what it means to prophecy.
第三节
Verse 3.
那说预言的是对人说。
The one who prophesies speaks to people.
说什么？
What do they talk about?
造就、安慰、劝勉人。
For their upbuilding and encouragement and consolation.
是不是？
Yeah. Right?
说预言的是要对人说出那造就他，就是建造他，要说安慰人，要说劝勉人的话。
So to prophesize is to what? Is to tell other people encouraging words, to build them up, to comfort them.
有一种安慰，有一种建造，有一种劝勉是没有圣灵的参与的。
Well.There are encouragement, upbuilding words, or consolation that has no part in the spirit, godliness.
那是我们完全是用人自己层面对人的安慰劝勉。
That's when
we 造就是不是
？That's when we comfort others through our fleshliness, if you will.
对不对？某位弟兄去求职。
So a brother went to look for a job.
然后呢，结果应征面试之后没有被录取。
But unfortunately, they did not get the job after the interview.
那很难过，难受。
So that he's feeling down.
我很容易，我可以过来说，哎，没有关系啊，对不对？再接再厉。
Is you be like, hey, it's all right, you know? There's another opportunity. Try hard.
试着安慰他。
So I try to comfort him.
那工作没拿到，还是可以请去吃个饭。
So yeah, you didn't get a job, but hey, let's go get a meal in.
吃个便宜点的。
Fast food.
那等到你找到你那个工作的时候，我们去吃好的。
But when you got a job, let's go eat somewhere nice.
这不是预言呐。
Guys, this is not prophecy.
这个没有不圣灵不需要参与这种层面的安慰。
There's no need for the Holy Spirit for this type of comforting.
对不对？我给他加点油，我让他能够舒服一点，因为我爱护他，这个我做得到。
So you know, I give a little encouragement, shine a little bit of love on the others. I mean, I don't need the Holy Spirit to do that.
但是弟兄姐妹，当我们特别是属神的儿女在一起的时候
，But brothers and sisters.When we're together, especially those that are children of God,
我们在小组里面
when we're in our cell groups,
在我们每周的聚会当中
in our weekly meet,
或者我们私底下两个人或几个人在一起，我们有分享的时候
or even when you're privately hanging out with one or two other individuals,
弟兄姐妹，当我们在聆听彼此的心声的时候
，When we are listening to each other actively，
我们愿意神的圣灵感动我们。
We really want the Holy Spirit to move us，
给我们一种属灵生命深层的看见。
Give us a deeper view through the spiritual life，
不是只是用人的话语来去做一些建造和安慰。和这个鼓励的话
not just say speak some constructive words or encouragements out of the manliness.
因为我知道，因为我对圣灵的顺服，圣灵感动着我，让我能够听见、看见一些可能是隐而未现的事情。
But we can really listen for those that are not so obvious because of the guidance of this Holy Spirit.
然后我看见这位弟兄这位姐妹他生命里面的需要。
And I truly see on a deeper level what this brother or sister really needs.
神会将他的话语借着圣经的话或借着安慰的话或借着神的话让我对他说出来。
And God's word, either through the form of the Bible or the lead of the Holy Spirit, will come through me and bestow on the other.
这是圣灵的恩赐。
This is a spiritual gift.
是一种可以对人说预言的恩赐。
This is a spiritual gift of telling prophecies to others.
你知道有一次我们在团契里面。
So there was one time when we were in our fellowship.
然后我们那回啊，在讨论的主题是懒惰。
So that time we were talking about laziness.
然后我们就在讲自己 自己懒惰的经验。
And we all share about our laziness.
那我就在描述，我说我在某些事情上面，我自己知道，我也承认我有一些懒惰的现象。
And so I honestly share on certain things that, you know, I know that I'm really lazy about.
在工作、服事、家庭。自己的健康上面没有完全这个完全完美的，总有些事情我就说懒了不想做。
So you know, I'm not perfect in the aspects of work, family, or ministry. There are some parts of those aspects that I am lazy and I don't do good.
那次分享完了，就有位弟兄啊，很有意思，他就跟我说，他说啊，范长老。
So but then after sharing, there was one brother very interestingly telling me that, hey, Pastor James,
他说，我很难想象你所描述的这个跟懒惰有关系。
He said, it's really hard for me to imagine you being related to all of those things that you say you're lazy of.
那我心里面想，哇，这个神借着这个弟兄要鼓励我啊。
So I thought to myself, all right, so God's trying to encourage me through this brother.
那他就说啊，我觉得你面对的问题不是懒惰的问题。
And he tells me that Pastor James, I don't think your real problem is laziness.
他说听起来啊，你的问题比较是你怎么样子对你生活当中所要做的事一种优先的概念需要调整，或是时间上面的安排要能够有更好的安排。
Your problem sounds more of you have an issue in prioritizing things, or what comes first and what comes later.
他讲的不错。
And he was right.
但是我讲的也不错。
And I was right.
因为他说的是给我鼓励安慰。
So what he said gives me encouragement and comfort.
神借着他的分享呢，让我看见的确我在一些生活的次序的优先上面和时间上面安排不妥。
And God through his comforting really helped me understand that yes, indeed, prioritization there's a little problem there.
那我知道我的心态是有一点懒惰。
But I do know at the same time that I am lazy.
所以不是说没有懒惰。
So it's not that lazy is absent.
但是针对的问题不是这个懒惰，而是怎么样去把生活能够有更妥善、更合神心意的安排。
But then the focus of the problem becomes more of how do I prioritize things in life.
那天那位弟兄所说的话，对我来说是神借着他所说的预言。
And so indeed, that day what that brother has said is indeed a prophecy from God.
他是无心，我知道他不是刻意要跟我讲什么。
He didn't like do it purposely or anything.
但是除了在表面的层面好像做了一个应对，在我自己生命和心灵的深处，我知道我受到神的这个感动。
What he had said was not a mere scratching the surface, but it went deeper and made me had a deeper realization.
弟兄姐妹，为什么当我们在教会里面，不论是祷告的聚会、查经的聚会，然后小组的聚会？
So brothers and sisters, why in church in all of these, you know, cell group meetings, whether it be a Bible study or Sunday school or whatever?
不是，这是因为基督徒该做的事情。
It's not because we're supposed to do these meetings.
也不是我有时间我就去加入一下。
And it's not like, oh, yeah, I got time, I'll go. If I don't, I don't.
弟兄姐妹，生命是宝贵的。
Guys, life is precious.
时间是宝贵的。
Time,
每时每刻我们都要珍惜啊。
Time also precious. We ought to treasure every second of our lives.
享受时间，当然享受和这个休息也是我们要去安排，也是我们珍惜的。
While enjoying your time and enjoying rest, also it's your responsibility to arrange.
但是当我们跟弟兄姐妹们在一起的时候
，But when we are with our brother and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，我们是什么
？So brothers,
第一，我们追求爱。
What are we? We number one, we pursue love.
我是因为爱这个弟兄、这个姐妹，我是因为爱这一群弟兄姐妹，所以我要跟他们在一起。
It's because I love this brothers or this group of brothers and sisters, therefore I want to be with them.
你知道为什么我们在网上面聚会的时候，我至少我知道很多人也是，我们说希望能够看一下你的这个笑容。
So that's why, at least for me personally, when we're doing these Zoom meetings.And we say things like, we want to see you smile.
没有笑容也没关系，反正就要看你一下。
But I, you know, even though you're not smiling, but you know, it's just a desire to see you.
你头发没梳也没有关系。
If you had a bad hair day, you know, it's okay.
因为不但我想要借此能够看见你，因为我爱你，我也盼望被你看见。
It's because of love that I want to see you, and I also want to be seen by you.
所以我要爱你，我也要被你爱啊，是不是
？So and guys, like love reciprocity. I love you. I would like to be loved by you.
好，我们有爱，我们聚集在一起。
We have love because of love. We gather.
我们要在爱中成长，所以我们聚集在一起。
And we are to grow in love, so we are together.
可是我们那六十分钟、九十分钟的时间在一起，难道就是坐在那边，就这样一起坐着，然后浪费个时间吗？
But in that 60 or 90 minutes, are we just to sit there and waste time, but then we're together?
那叫虚胖的聚会啊。
That is called a fattening gathering.
那我们要在聚在一起的时候，弟兄姐妹，你要尝到主的美好的滋味吗
？Guys, when we are together, we need to taste the goodness of the Lord.
所以我们要切莫恩赐啊。
So that's why we long for spiritual gifts.
所以我在听弟兄姐妹的分享的时候
，So when I listen to brothers or sisters sharing,
我就在想，神啊，你要让我与这群弟兄姐妹们能够彼此当中有什么建造。
So I ask God, Lord, what would you like us to construct between us?
有什么安慰
？How can there be comfort provided?
有什么劝勉
？How can there be encouragement provided?
让我不是只是用我的口去对他说话
，Not just using my mouth and speaking manly words.
让我很清楚的知道我是受到圣灵的感动，看见主你对这位弟兄、这位姐妹的爱，所以我可以愿意去说话。
So Lord, help me to see that because you truly, deeply love this brother and sister. So therefore, I understand that, and I can speak love out of my mouth.
这是属灵的恩赐。
This is a spiritual gift.
这是我们要切慕的一个恩赐。
This is something that we want to long for.
是能够因着圣灵的感动而使我们能够说出建造、安慰和劝勉人的话。
Through the leading of the Holy Spirit, we can speak encouragement, consolation, and we can upbuilding.
你知道在这段经文，十四章里面讲得很清楚，我们在我们说话上面，在我们与人沟通上面，是能够展现出神与我们同在。
So in chapter 14, it's very clear that when we speak to other, it is very important to have the presence of God in our speech.
当我们在聚会的时候
，when we are in a meeting，
我们如果能够靠着圣灵，我们能够讲出圣灵这个感动我们而说出的话
，if we are able to speak words that are originated from being moved by the Holy Spirit。
那不但是信徒受建造
，Not only the other believers will be built.
不信的人会看到一种爱的彰显和我们彼此服侍生命上面的呈现，他们就看见神。
Not only the believers will be upbuilt, but those non-believers will see the deep love and
see God.
To see God,
right? 你看二十四节、二十五节怎么说？
So let's see verse 24 and 25.
若多做先知讲道
But if all prophecy,
right, 就是如果我们都是这样子靠着圣灵我们彼此说预言
So what that means is if we all follow the Holy Spirit and speak prophecy,
yeah. 那如果有不信的人
And you know, if there's an unbeliever,
那因为被众人劝醒，被众人声明，他心里面隐情显露出来，他就必将脸伏在地敬拜神，说神真的在你们中间。
And this unbeliever outsider enters, he is convicted by all, he is called to account by all. The secrets of his heart are disclosed, and so falling on his face.
靠着圣灵彼说彼此造就的话，弟兄姐妹，这个说预言是一个不但是建造教会实际的操练，并且是让不信的人被世人看见神在我们当中他的所作所为。
So speaking prophecy in the form of led by Holy Spirit and speak constructive words will allow the world to see that God exists in his church.
Alright. 那保罗在这边把说预言跟说方言做一个比较。
But Paul here makes a clear comparison between speaking in tongues and speaking prophecy.
我想作为神的儿女，我们对方言需要有至少有一些认识，但是我们要有正确的认识。
So as children of God, we need to have a correct understanding of what tongue speaking tongue is.
说方言就是说别种的语言，不是自己的母语。
So, by definition, speaking in tongues is speaking another language that is not your native.
但是一个圣灵恩赐的方言是讲一个自己没有学习过、没有接触过、应该不会说的这种其他语言。
But speaking in tongues, according to Scripture, is speaking of another language that you do not know, you've never heard of, And
you're not supposed to be able to understand, right?
Right. Yeah.
那所以这边就讲得很清楚了。第二节他说说方言呢、啊，这个讲圣灵感动之下说方言的，不是对人说的。
So verse 2 very clearly says, "For those who speaks in a tongue speaks not to man."
是吧？说预言是对人说的。
Speaking prophecy, you tell another human.
但是说方言的时候，你不是对人说的。
But when speaking in tongues, you're not speaking to another man.
乃是对神说的。
But you're speaking to God.
因为没有人能够听出来，因为他在他的心灵里面是借着方言讲说各样的奥秘。
For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the spirit.
他讲他不懂的事情。
He's talking about stuff that he has.
但是他是对神说的。
He's talking about stuff that this person that's speaking in tongues talking about stuff that he or she does not know, and he's only speaking it to God.
第三节我们就看，所以保罗在这边解释的很清楚，这个讲预言的是对人说的，是要造就、安慰、劝勉人，是不是？但是那说方言的是造就自己，那你讲预言是造就教会。
So it clearly, starting from verse 3 to verse 4, on the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their upbuilding, encouragement, and consolation. But the one who speaks in tongue builds up himself. But the one who prophesies builds up the church.
所以对于个人的灵命上面，如果神赐给你说方言的恩赐，那保罗在这边说，我愿意你们都能够说方言。第五节。
So for the sake of personal spiritual health, Paul saying that I wish all of you guys could speak prophecy.
因为保罗他自己讲方言。
Because Paul himself speaks prophecy.
他在这边说，我讲的方言比你们个人还多。第十八节。
In verse 18, he even stated that this prophecy that he says is way more than anybody else.
但是因为这是神
tongue, sorry,
因为这是神的恩典，所以他感谢神。
But this is a gift of God, so he gives thanks to God.
所以他说，我知道这个圣灵的恩赐是好的，所以如果你们有也很好。
So that's why I know that this spiritual gift is good, and I hope that everybody has it.
但是这个方言的恩赐不是建造教会的，是建造你个人的。
But this capability of speaking in tongues, you don't build the church up, you build yourself.
所以如果你要追求一个属灵的这个经历，你要有属灵的祝福，弟兄姐妹，他说你要切切的渴慕讲预言，对人说建造教会，而不是讲方言，只是对神说，然后自己心里面跟神交流。
That's why Paul says, among spiritual gifts, the one that you to urge for is the ability to speak in prophecies, because it builds up the church and not just yourself.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们忘记了是追求爱、切慕恩赐。
If we forgot, brothers and sisters, that to pursue love and long for spiritual gifts,
而变成去追求这个恩赐,
and instead we went to pursue spiritual gifts,
然后我们追求这个方言的恩赐,
and among all spiritual gifts, we choose to speak in tongues,
那我们变成只是在建造自己。
Then you know the end result is we're all trying to just build ourselves up.
我们变成做一个基督徒，我们关心的只是自己跟神的这个关系。
And all we end up as a Christian that all we care about is our personal relationship with God.
对，我们忘记了神拯救我们是把我们拯救到他的家庭里面，是把我们拯救到他的身体里面，是把我们拯救到弟兄姐妹和教会当中。
And then we completely forgot that when God saved us, He saved us for us to belong in His body, in His family, to belong to the church entity, if you will.
这变成一个错误的追求。
So then, it is a wrong pursuit.
这就变成一个恩赐的误用。
And this is the misuse of spiritual gift.
那这个事实上是对神的国度是没有帮助的。
And this brings nothing good to God's kingdom.
也不讨神的喜悦。
And this definitely does not please God.
神的重点是他要将他的福音传给万邦。
God's emphasis is that His gospel is to reach the end of the earth.
而神要让不信的人在罪恶里面沉沉浮浮，没有永生盼望的，因为看见教会。有神的生命的呈现而能够来认识他。
And God wants those that does, the unbelievers that's floating through life to see what the church has so that they are drawn to it. Yeah.
所以教会在一起聚会的时候不是在一起说方言。
So when church gather, we're not here to talk, speak in tongues.
因为方言不是对彼此说的。
Because tongues does each other no good.
方言是对神说的。
You speak tongues to God.
那我们就会想，那这里面保罗说方言只是让自己个人的心灵在心中默默的跟神交流。
So Paul says here, you know, speaking in tongues is speaking to God. So that's it's a personal fellowship that you have with God.
那难道方言是一个只给个人的一个恩赐吗？而不是给教会的恩赐吗？
So does that make speaking in tongues a gift for a personal gain and not for a church gain?
因为十二章里面不是讲到了吗？所有的恩赐都是为了什么？建造教会啊，是建造众人，建造彼此的吗？
But then in chapter 12, it clearly stated that all spiritual gifts are to build the church up, build one another up.
难道方言的恩赐是建造个人的恩赐吗？那这样说不通啊。
But then here it says that speaking in tongues is for a personal gain, so here's it's contradicting.
所以我们就发现方言的恩赐，弟兄姐妹，也是为了建造教会。
So,That makes speaking in tongues has to be a beneficial to building the church up.
如果顺着神的心意使用，就建造教会。
It's only beneficial to church if it's used according to God's will.
但是为了顺着自己的骄傲，误用了神的恩赐，那就对神的教会没有建造。
But if you use speaking in tongues according to your own pride, then it does no good to the church.
方言是神所赐的。
So, speaking tongues is God-given.
在使徒行传第二章里面，第一次让我们看见新约教会里面方言是怎么样来的。
So, in Acts chapter 2, we see for the first time how speaking tongues is used in church.
在使徒行传第二章第一到第十一节。
So, in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 11,
主耶稣基督复活升天。
God resurrected and rose to the heavens.
Jesus.
Yeah.
然后呢，耶稣就跟门徒说：“你们要等候圣灵降临。”
And Jesus says to disciples, "You guys now wait for the downcoming of the Holy Spirit."
所以呢，他们在五旬节的时候，他们在这边聚集，等候圣灵的降临。
So 五旬节
Pentecost.
So during Pentecost, the disciples are waiting for the Holy Spirit to come down.
五旬节就是在复活节之后五十天，他们犹太人的一个节日。
So Pentecost is a holiday that's 50 days after Good Friday.
Passover.
Passover.
Yeah, Passover.
所以他们在这边等候，圣灵就降临了。
So they were waiting, and the Holy Spirit indeed come down.
那第四节就说他们都被圣灵充满，就按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来，就是讲方言了。
So in verse 4 now it says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and begun to speak in other tongues as the Spirit given them.
这些是主耶稣的门徒。
These are God's disciples.
是加利利人。
They are Galileans.
也就是在耶路撒冷近处的这块地的人。
And it belongs to a province that is close to Jerusalem.
五旬节的时候是一个犹太人的大节日，所以第五节告诉我们说，这些犹太人从天下各国，就罗马帝国里面各种文化、各种背景的地方，他们回到耶路撒冷聚集在一起，所以他们有他们当地的方言，有他们的乡谈。
So, I mean, Pentecost is a big holiday. So, during this time, all of the Jews from all across the Roman Empire at that time all came to, and come to Jerusalem. And, you know, we're talking about people from all parts of this big empire that speaks their regional languages.
他们被圣灵充满，他们讲方言。
So the disciples got filled with the Holy Spirit and
they're
speaking tongues. 然后
呢，第六节，这些人聚集在一起啊，各国、各族、各个文化、语言背景的人来了，他们就说，他们这些人在讲话是用我们的乡谈呐。他们说，这些人不都是加利利人吗？可是我们怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的本地话？
And you know, so all these other people that come together in multitude, and then they were hearing each one hearing speak of their own language, and they were amazed and astonished, saying that, are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language?
然后第十一节后半，他告诉我们他们听见的是什么？他们用我们的乡谈，用我们的本地话，他们讲说神的大作为。
And so in the later half, in verse 11, we find out that what tongues are the disciples speaking. It says here, we hear them telling in our own language the mighty works of God.
弟兄姐妹，这些门徒不是在用方言对这些人说话。
Guys, the disciples are not speaking in tongues directly to the people.
他们受圣灵的感动和恩赐说方言是在什么？数说神的作为，他们在对神说话。
They speaking in tongues, they're talking about the mighty works of God. They are speaking to God.
就像哥林多前书十四章里面讲，他们在对神说话。
And it is as it said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, speaking in tongues, speaking to God.
他们不懂的语言。
They're speaking in a language they never knew.
数说神的作为，赞美神。
And speaking of all of the great works of God.
那这一群人看到了就说，哇，这是神的工作。
And these people, these other people saw and they're in awe that this is God's work.
神借着说方言的这个恩赐，使这一群人知道圣灵与他们同在了。
So God, through these people speaking in tongues, let the other people know and realize that the Holy Spirit was with these people. Disciples.
所以教会起初在被建造的时候，他们就知道圣灵降临的时候会有看见讲方言的恩赐。
That's why in the early days when the churches were founded, church members know that speaking in tongues happens when you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
那在这个《使徒行传》第十章四十四到四十八节里面。就看见神将他的救恩是从犹太人当中是转移到外邦人，是要给全地的人民的。
And then later in Acts chapter 10, verse 44 to 48, we see that later on God reveals his desire that this gift is not only for the Jews, but it's also for the Gentiles.
起初的信徒和门徒都是犹太人。
In the beginning, all the believers and all the disciples were Jews.
他们知道耶稣是他们的弥赛亚，是神应许的那位受膏者。
They know that Jesus is the promised one. It's their Messiah.
但他们认为他们是神拣选的人，所以救恩是在他们的当中。
So the Jews believe that they were the chosen ones, and then the salvation is only within their race.
可是有一个罗马的将士是外邦人。
But there was a Roman
将帅。
There was a Roman general,
他是一个百夫长,
and he was a
centurion, 是很有权柄的一个军人,
and he was a mighty general.
他在圣灵当中领受到要邀请使徒保罗到他家里，所以他可以认识神。
So with the lead of the Holy Spirit, he invited Apostle Paul to his house.
Peter. 所以彼得进入了这个外邦人，又是一个罗马帝国压榨，你知道这个犹太人的这个一个外邦的一个将领。
So now here, Peter entered a house that belongs to a Gentile.And better yet, a Roman that had been oppressing the Jews for this whole time.
但是他问彼得说，我要认识神，我要认识这位耶稣。
But this general speak to Peter, the centurion told Peter, I want to know your God.
所以彼得就跟他讲，耶稣是神的儿子。
And Peter told him that Jesus is son of God.
但是他被人迫害。
He was persecuted by men and was nailed to the cross by men. And he was buried. He rose from the dead on the third day. And he's a living God that's the redeemer of sinners.
然后第四十三节他就说，凡信他的人都能够因他的名能够得赦罪。
And in verse 43 it says, Everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name.
啊，当彼得传福音，然后这个罗马的将士，他的名字叫哥尼流，还有他把他的亲人，他把他的朋友全部聚集在一起听保罗传福音。
So when
Cornelius,
when you mean Peter, right? Is Peter or Paul?
Cornelius is the Roman general,
but it's Peter that's Peter telling preaching, him, right? Yes. Okay. So Peter's telling Cornelius.About the gospel, and Cornelius gathered all his families here for them to listen to hear.
他们就接受了这个福音。
And they all accepted the gospel.
然后四十四节他就说，圣灵就降在这一切听到的人的身上。
And in verse 44 it says, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word.
那当时有许多基督徒，这个犹太的基督徒啊，他们就看见圣灵的恩赐在这些外邦人的身上。
So and then at this time, a lot of these apostles, Jewish apostles, saw that the gift of Holy Spirit has come down into these Gentiles.
他们怎么看到他们是怎么看见神的灵降在这些外邦人身上、啊、
？But how do they tell that the Spirit was on these people?
因为四十六节说他听见他们说方言，但是说什么？称赞神的大能。
Amen. But how did these Jewish apostles knew that the Holy Spirit was on these Gentiles is in verse 46. For they were hearing these Gentiles speaking in tongues and extolling God.
所以弟兄姐妹，神赐给信徒方言的恩赐。
So brothers and sisters, God did give believers the gift of speaking tongues.
是为了要建造他的教会。
It's for building his church.
当这些人在用方言，他们不懂的语言在数说神的作为的时候，
When the believers speaking tongues, speaking of the mighty works of God,
在当时的环境当中，有各国各族各种文化各种语言的人聚集在一起的时候，这是见证神奇妙的大能。
Speaking in tongues in an environment where there's a vast diversity of languages and cultures, speaking in tongues is an exemplification of God's miracle work.
当他们受着圣灵的运行，嘴巴讲出他们不懂的话，但是他们知道他们在对神献上敬拜祷告的时候，弟兄姐妹，他们就被神使用。
When they know that they're speaking a language that they never knew,of the wonder works of God. At that moment, they knew they were used by God.
所以在神的时间， 顺着神的方式 去使用恩赐的时候，我们看见被建造的是教会。
So when a spiritual gift is used at a time when is led by God, appointed by God, you know that the church is being built.
哥林多同样是一个文化的大熔炉。
So Corinth, city of Corinth is a melting pot of cultures.
所以哥林多的信徒有说方言的恩赐。
And that is why believers in Corinth have the gift of speaking tongues.
但是保罗却告诉他们说，你有恩赐，但是你使用错了。
But Paul is telling them that yes, you have the gift, but you're using it wrong.
因为你没有顺着圣灵的引领去使用，使得教会受建造，你只是在建造你自己。
Because you're not using it when it's led by the Holy Spirit, you're using it to bring glory to yourself.
今天，你说现代的人会不会得到说方言的恩赐呢？
So then we say modern day people.Do we have a chance of getting the spiritual gift of speaking tongues?
当然可以。
We can.
如果神要我们有。
If God wants us to have.
如果神要我们用方言的恩赐建造教会，同样在他的心意、他的环境和他的时刻，他可以给我们。
If God believes that it will build his church in his time, in his environment, and his willingness,He will give this gift.
那问题就是神需不需要在这个时候在教会里面给这个恩赐？
But the question is now, like, is it necessary for God to give this gift in the church of the modern days?
我相信，如果神为了要建造他的教会而需要有方言的恩赐，他就会赐下来。
Well, I personally believe that if God deems it necessary, He will give it.
你如果有，你就感谢神。
And if you got it, praise the Lord.
但是你要照着神的意思去用。
But it's important that you use it according to God's will.
那今天在，我就讲，不要讲北美，就说我们自己的教会里面。
So today, let's not even talk about North America. Let's just say our own church.
我们是有一些跨文化。
We have some cross culture.
但是我们多半是华人。
But majority, we're all We're all Asians.
至少语言还算是通。
And you know, our native language, it's the same.
但是这个所有的华人讲的话，家乡话，口音什么也是各式各样不同的。
But you know, there are regional dialogues and there are regional accents.
我们有不是华人的在我们当中聚会。
And we do have some that are non-Asian.
我们也爱他们。
And we love them.
我们也服侍他们。
And we serve them.
他们也爱我们，也服侍我们。
And likewise, they do the same to us.
那主的教会是跨文化、跨国度、跨语言的。
So God's church is across, it's not bounded by culture, language, or nationality.
在教会里面需要的时候，我相信神会为了建造他的教会赐他的恩赐。
And I believe that in the church, when God deems it necessary, he will give. The spiritual gift.
是为了建造教会。
But this is all for the purpose of building church.
是为了让人能够看见，清楚的看见，这是神奇妙的作为。
It is for God. It is for people to clearly see that this is an act of God.
是为了能够让世人看见神与我们同在。
It's for the non-believers to see that God is with us.
但是不是让我们去追求的。
But it's not something that we should just go and pursue for.
你知道，今天如果我跟我的弟兄可以用中文，可以用英文，可以用西班牙文沟通，我们就这样直接沟通好了，何必用方言去沟通呢？
Right, so if today, if I can perfectly communicate fine with my brother here in either through Chinese, English, maybe Spanish, then that's fine.
然后毕竟方言不是对人说的，是对神说的。
Because, you know, speaking tongues, you're not talking to people, you're talking to God.
所以我不在神，在神允许我使用的范围之内，我可以使用它。
So only in within the when God allows it, I'll use it.
但是在同样的人种、同样的文化、同样的语言的群体当中，
yeah.
我可以了解为什么神可以说你们现在不需要方言的恩赐。
So I can understand why in an environment where the culture, the language is homogenized, there might not be a need for a speaking tongues gift.
所以我说了，方言也好，预言也好，弟兄姐妹。
So I said, guys, whether it prophecy, whether it speaking tongues,
我们对它要有一个正确的了解。
We need to have a very correct understanding towards these gifts.
因为我们尊重神给我们的诫命，说你要切慕恩赐，然后你要追求爱。
Because we respect God's command that we ought to, we need to long for these spiritual gifts.
因为保罗在圣灵的引领之下，一而再，再而三的说要建造教会。
Because Paul, through the leading of Spirit, Holy Spirit, says that you, the church needs to be built.
要将主的身体建造起来。
We need to build up the body of Christ.
你要彼此建造。
You ought to build one another.
然后将神的教会，将主耶稣基督的生命呈现给不认识神在罪当中的人，让他们能够有机会得到。
So that the church, the Christians, can be presented to the unbelievers so that they may receive life.
所以我们要成为不但是说爱也是爱人的教会。
So we need to become a church that not only speaks of love, but really knows how to love others.
我们要去追求爱。
We need to pursue love.
但是我们一定要切慕恩赐。
At the same time, very much earning for spiritual gifts.
因为恩赐是为了服事。
Because having spiritual gifts allows us to serve.
没有恩赐的服事只是做事。
You know, ministries without spiritual gifts, you're just doing work.
还是可以有点果效。
There are some results to it.
可是教会就呈现不出其他世俗机构的不同，是不是？
But then what makes a church different than a organization in the world if it's just work?
教会只讲爱，只是变成一个大家喜欢来舒服的地方。
And if a church only speak of love, and then this just becomes a pampering zone for people that likes to come be pampered.
咖啡店也是一个大家喜欢去舒服的地方啊。
Yeah, well, you know, coffee shops are.Pampering zones.
电影院也是舒服，大家喜欢去的地方啊。
So is a movie theater.
海边也是大家喜欢去啊，好玩的地方。
Not to mention the beach.
那何必来教会呢？
Then why church?
因为教会有圣灵的同在，有恩赐的展现。
Because church has the Holy Spirit, and it presents spiritual gifts.
我们不要做一个虚胖的教会。
We are not to be a fatty church.
我们也不要变成一个骄傲的教会。
And we're not to be a proudful church.
我们要成为一个有爱又有这个操练有生命实质的成长有肌肉健康强壮的教会。
We need to be a church that has love and exercises our spiritual gifts so that this is a muscular church.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Father, we thank you.
主，你的话事实上是清楚明白的。
God, your words are ever clear.
啊，很多时候我们的思想、我们的经历，使我们没有办法去接受你的话语。
But it's oftentimes our thoughts and our experience that we could not correctly receive your word.
但是我们感谢你，因为你从来不离弃我们。
But we thank you because you never leave us.
主，你告诉我们，当我们追求你的时候，你就让我们寻见。
Lord, because you tell us that when we seek, you let us find.
对，我们如果向你祈求，主，你一定被给予我们。
And then when we ask for something, you always give.
我们向你叩门，你一定为我们开。
And when we knock, you always open.
在这世上没有一切美好的事物，你是不要愿意，你不愿意赐给我们。
There's nothing that is wonderful in this world that you are unwilling to give us.
你让我们认识主耶稣基督的爱。
And you let us understand the love of Christ.
你让我们在教会里面，在爱中相遇。
You allowed us to meet in church through love.
但是主，你所赐给我们的不但是这属天的爱，你更是要赐给我们圣灵的恩赐。
Lord, but you give us not only this love that comes from heavens, but you also give us the spiritual gifts.
为着需要我们能够彼此在生命上面有建造。
So that we may build each other up in life.
主，有的时候我们不知道该如何顺服你。
Lord, more than often we do not know how to obey you.
但是当你的话语这么直接明了的告诉我们。
But when your words are so direct, so plain telling us,
我们就愿意顺服。
And we are willing to.
我们相信当我们顺服的时候。
And we believe that when we obey,
我们就经历你。
We will experience.
当我们顺服的时候
，When we obey,
我们就是蒙福的。
We are blessed.
感谢你的应许。
We thank you for your promises.
愿你祝福你自己的话。
May you bless your own words.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.